When you're young, the Christmas season holds special significance. It is a time full of excitement and fun. I remember the feeling I had as a child during the first snowfall of the season, witnessing lights twinkling from house to house, and savoring the daily treat provided by my advent calendar leading up to the most exciting day of all, Christmas Day. Then came the thrill of Christmas morning, running downstairs to find the Christmas tree lined with presents wrapped in funky paper and bows. And I can't forget to mention the turkey feast to be celebrated with friends and family after the commotion of unwrapping gifts. Something happens to that childlike excitement as you get older, and no matter how hard you try to hold on to it, the holiday season just isn't quite the same. Somehow, the stresses of everyday life get in the way of the youthful enthusiasm we once felt. But what I've come to find is that even though Christmas may never feel exactly like it did when I was young, it can be just as special and significant by learning to embrace the true spirit of the holiday. For children, the excitement of the holiday season is born of a desire for gifts and goodies, but as I've gotten older, I've realized it is better to give and share in love and laughter than it is to receive all for oneself. This notion harkens back to the story of Jesus' birth, which for many, is a fulfillment of Bible prophecies predicted hundreds of years before, that a child born of a virgin in Bethlehem would bring redemption to mankind. While many cultures and religions celebrate wintertime with a variety of traditions, Christmas season is, especially for Christians, a time of spiritual reflection and a celebration of the greatest gift of all, God's love for the world demonstrated through the birth of Jesus Christ. Of course, Christmastime has a mix of pre-Christian and secular traditions, too, and people from all cultures and religions choose to partake in the season's festivities. For example, a Muslim friend of mine still enjoys decorating a Christmas tree each year and giving Christmas gifts during the holiday season. While I don't believe anyone can erase the true reason for the season, I believe there is something about the Christmas season that every person, no matter their spiritual stance, can take part in. Together, we all can foster goodwill to our neighbors and experience the joy of gift-giving and togetherness this Christmas in light of the ultimate gift given to us more than 2,000 years ago on Christmas Day. Over the years, I have truly come to understand the old adage, it is better to give than to receive. Carmen Kundi, airdreetoday.com. Follow me on Twitter @CarmenRKundi.